أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم يطمع أن أزيد كلا إنه كان لآياتنا عنيدا سأرهقه صعودا إنه فكر وقدر فقتل كيف قدر ثم قتل كيف قدر ثم نظر ثم عبس وبصر ثم أدبر واستكبر فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر إن هذا إلا قول البشر صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of Walid ibn Mughira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the great bounties that Allah Rabbul Izzat had bestowed upon him, malam mamduda, extensive, great amount of wealth that Allah had given him. Allah had given him children, and such children that were at his beck and call at all times around him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he had given him all different types of resources. Now Allah says, ثُمَّ يَطْمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدَ كَلَّا. Even then, he was desirous that I should give him more. كَلَّا, nay, that will not happen. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا. Certainly, he was obstinate, opposing our ayat, our verses. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him, that when Allah had given him all the resources, Allah had given him all the wealth, and together with that, he heard the Qur'an, he understood it is the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he should have accepted these as the words of Allah. He had known the truth, but yet he denied the truth, and then he also desired not to accept the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite the fact that he may have the desire, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the inherent quality of man, that man is always desirous. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him one valley of wealth, then he will desire the next. And there is nothing that will satiate, there is nothing that will satisfy man, except at the time when he goes into his qabr. Then only he will realize the futility of all those desires. However, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds on to this, that he was an opponent, he was obstinate, he was stubborn, stubbornly opposing and arrogant against the ayat and the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا, that we will make him climb سَعُود. سَعُود is something that is an inclination, something like a hill, something that is high, a hillock. And most of the commentators have expressed the opinion that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Sa'ud, that is in the fire of Jahannam, a hill in the fire of Jahannam. Some of them described it as a very slippery hill, that when a person will want to try to escape from the fire of Jahannam, he will try to climb and ascend this hill, but it is slippery and he will fall back into the fire of Jahannam. Like how he had opposed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, he made a fool of all those around him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mock him also in the fire of Jahannam. Whilst others say, سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا, that we will make him climb up this hill of this world, and obviously, when he comes to the top, he will never reach the top, but before he reaches the top, he will fall down. And here, ulama said that these ayat were revealed with regards to him, and after these verses were revealed, after the incident and the discussion he had with Abu Jahl, then one saw the decline of Walid ibn Mughira, that wealth of his began to diminish, and that pomp that he had, that status of his had that he had, slowly diminished. On the one hand, the rise of Islam, and on the other hand, the fall of Walid ibn Mughira. إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then describes how when he sat with Abu Jahl and they discussed this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innahu fakkara, certainly he pondered, wa qaddara, and he made these suggestions with regards to how they would describe our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the people of Makkah. فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ. قُتِلَ in Arabic means one to die, that he will be dead, may he die. In other words, a curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ. How he pondered. On the one hand, his heart had known the truth, but on the other hand, he decided to not disclose the truth, to keep it within himself and to remain arrogant and obstinate against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a repetition of this curse of Allah, thumma qutila kayfa qaddar, then again may he be cursed, may he die. How did he ponder when Allah had given him all the capacity, the brain, Allah had given him the heart? He had known that these words are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had acknowledged it to himself, but he did not acknowledge it to the people because he wanted to maintain that status, that rank that he had, not realizing that all of this in this world is very fictitious. All of this in this world is fleeting and temporary, and it is going to slip away from man one day. He should have pondered and he should have used all the capacity that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him. Thumma nadhar, then one meaning is he deliberated. He had all the chance to deliberate. That first they spoke about wa na'udhu billah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being an insane person. They spoke about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being a soothsayer. They spoke about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being a poet. They spoke about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being a magician. They deliberated over this, and they knew the answers, but yet they had concealed the truth. And hence Allah says, thumma abasa wabasar, and then he began to frown. Now wabasara, the word in English is to scowl, S-C-O-W-L. It means that a person shows a face of anger, that he frowned, and together with that he scowled. In other words, his face had become angry, that if anybody looked at him, they would see that anger. And why that anger? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was that anger about? They had the fear of people following the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What was that anger about? They had the fear of them losing the power in Makkah Mukarrama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thumma adbara wastakbar. Adbara means to turn away or to move behind, to move back. So he moved back. He moved back from the words that he had originally said with regards to the Quran Sharif. He retracted from those words about the sweetness of the Quran, the pleasantness of the Quran, the long-lasting effects of the Quran. Wastakbara. And then he became proud and he became arrogant. فَقَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرْ. And he said that certainly this is sihr, this is sorcery which is traditional, sorcery of old, magic of old. He knew the truth, and yet he had now come to this conclusion with regards to the Quran. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ. He had known that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Nabi of Allah, that this Quran was the word of Allah, but yet he made his judgment and he said, in hadha illa qawlul bashar, this is nothing but the words of a human being, referring to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers, this is a lesson for us also. We brought iman in Allah, we brought iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we brought iman in the Quran. Sometimes our way of life, sometimes our deeds and our actions may not conform to it. Then we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but let us never justify the wrongs that we do and make it right, and then make the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrong, or we misinterpret the words of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.